Here we go.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Abel Forth Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road. Rumbullion? Is that right? Should have read that first.
Welcome, Cassie, from Love Bucket.
Thank you, mate. It's good to be here.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
I'm actually bloody good. And I noticed you are an international guest to New Zealand.
Not too international, but yeah, just swam across the pond.
Okay, close neighbour. You hail from Australia?
Has anyone ever done that? Someone's done that, eh?
No,
it's too far.
I don't think they did it successfully.
Okay. Yeah, someone's tried though, eh?
Oh, yeah, there's been attempts.
Someone tried to kayak, I think, across or row across, single-handedly, and they didn't quite make it. They got really close and they got blown off. But anyway, this isn't about
I don't fully regret that tangent, but
rowing across the Tasman. Cassie, you've come down from Love Bucket and you're making us a Rumbullion.
Rumbullion's back.
There's the gin and there's also the spiced rum as well.
This rum is quite delish, it's fair to say.
Yeah, so it's one of my favourite rums. This one is a take on an old naval cocktail, hence the name. We call it the Shore Leave. So it's basically the Rumbullion spiced rum, and then we've got a navy gin in there. Rumbullion spice, we love rum.
Rum and gin.
Yeah,
I'm tasty concerned.
Combo.
Okay, sweet.
Seriously, when you actually put them together, especially a strong gin, we love our gin and rum kind of combinations at Love Bucket, especially when they're strong.
Look, I'm here to learn.
So, good. I'm here to act like I know how to teach, so we got this. But, yeah, the spices in this guy kind of really complement with a strong kind of gin. And then when you put the bathtub gin in there, that's like a traditional gin. Mm. So you've got a really floral, citrusy kind of flavor with that as well. And they really marry up well together.
Rad. And what have I spotted in the jar over there? Some kind of croutons?
Oh, these little guys. So that's actually Demerara cubes. So Demerara is epic to use in cocktails. I don't actually use...
Do we know what that... I'm not even going to say it. What is that? Where does that come from?
So Demerara is basically like a light brown sugar, and it's 5% a molasses kind of thing. So you've got like a molasses toffee kind of flavor with it. So
very time spent kind of vibe. It's good.
Yeah, it's actually quite nice, especially even if you use it in another cocktail, like throw it in a dark and stormy. It's really tasty just because it's got a bit more substance to it rather than just using a white sugar.
It smells like if I was to smell white sugar, I would have got nothing.
It's a lot more pleasing, it's a lot more palatable, so I tend to use that a lot more than white sugar.
Well labeled jar as well, it's worth mentioning.
It's a nice,
you know, there could be a serious accident. I don't want you to mistake it for a
all
crouton.
Types of things you can put in sugar cubes.
It's like a 14 ounce jam jar sort of situation.
We need that Mac Daddy in the bar, we get busy.
Do you want to talk us through this cocktail? Build it.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, we're going to start off by squeezing half a lime in, but you don't have the husk in there though. So you get your Spanish elbow. If people at home know what that is, I don't know how common the old elbow is.
Is it like a tennis elbow? Same thing?
That's this guy here.
All right. Okay. That's to avoid the elbows.
Probably. Yeah. So your little squeezing apparatus here. So just chuck in half a lime.
We were just off air, we were talking about limes and how it's always a topic of conversation, how much said limes may be.
Obviously
staggering.
They're in season at the moment, so they're really cheap, but it does, it's...
You can't stockpile, really, can you? Can you put them in the freezer?
Hurts the pocket when
they
get up to...
You can, but they're just not the same. It's deeply upsetting when they're not available for less than $6 each. Mm. So it's always exciting when you get your hands on them.
So I've got half a lime,
into a cobbler shaker.
Yeah.
So then you want to chuck a cube of your Demerara, which is 5% molasses, just a little hot tip.
Is there a cheat I can do if I can't do that?
If you do just have white sugar, you can chuck it in. It might be a little bit easier to put a bit of boiling water in and just make the sugar syrup you want to throw it in there. But the Demerara, you can use brown sugar as well, but the Demerara's just got nice taste to it.
It's like a Russian
treat yourself and go to Love Bucket, probably. It's safe as bet.
Yeah, look, come in and see me and I can actually do it for you. And then you can just sit there. It's a lot more pleasant.
Bit of chat.
Yeah, great chat.
Yeah, and you don't have to...
Really nice speakers in there as well, can I just say. Really good looking, big
really
old speakers
on the wall. Really good sound
system, eh? Strong, strong.
And chances are you probably see Stinky Jim or Dubhead DJing in there. So, hey, great music.
This is true. They do spin some good tunes. Then we're doing 15 of the orgeat syrup, which is basically just an almond syrup. and it's kind of lifted with like an orange and floral essence to it. So that's like a staple in any kind of tiki cocktail, more or less. So
okay.
You're probably not going to find
any of that at home, I don't think.
Give it a smell. Yeah, you're probably not going to find a tiki cocktail.
It's a cute
cocktail.
Little bottle. It's a real like vintage sort of Dr. Quinn style.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to hit up a good tiki cocktail without that in it.
This is complex. This
is kind of like a cherry.
Very tasty, though, and it's quite prominent. Even a little bit of it. You don't want to use too much of it because it's quite prominent.
It's kind of like that candy that you can sort of eat last, but it's still nice. Oh, it's like a marzipan vibe in here, eh?
It goes down very well. It's super, like, you don't want to use too much, but it's super effective when you throw it into this kind of thing. So you want about 15 mils of that guy.
I sniffed that about 5 times. Is that safe? Or?
It's absolutely safe.
Sweet.
Maybe, like, don't drink it in heavy amounts.
Okay, cool.
But,
your pupils just dilated, mate.
Hey, I'm having a good time.
You'll be fine. Someone will give you a cuddle. You'll be all right.
Tomorrow's my day off, so.
Then we throw in a few dashes, heavy dashes, of the black walnut bitters. And then
You've done that? I have indeed done that.
A few heavy dashes
of
the
syringe-style drops.
Macadamia. Wow. Yeah, it gets quite apothecary.
You're not holding back. There's a lot of ingredients going
I like how you're kind
this.
Of moving on here, because we could have just sat on all this for a long time.
There's so many ingredients.
It's good to have a cocktail evening. That you kind of got to go to a bar to have. Wow. You know, that's the craft, right?
That's what's really epic about Love Bucket, though. Mm. It's kind of taken back to the crux of really good cocktail making, to the point where you can't really get it anywhere else. Sort of the appeal there.
Can I just talk about this Mr. Bitters?
Oh, yeah.
Cacao and macadamia. Cacao.
You want some reverb?
Macadamia.
Yeah. Gives it that much more emphasis when you do that.
Oh, this smells good.
Cacao.
You can actually put the dropper on your hand if you want to taste it and give it a little. But it's like 40-something percent alcohol, though, so maybe don't like drink it.
Fear and Loathing at 95 BFM.
The great white shark is on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the cacao macadamia.
It tastes a lot sharper than the aroma.
Yeah, they always do.
Are you having
a
Simpson-style trip out now?
Is that you, Space Coyote?
This one. Give this one a go.
Oh, man, what's that? John has just turned into a... Are you getting like $5,000 for this?
That one's quite coalery.
The tiki is really prominent. So that is... The majority of this, I suppose, is like an Old Spice kind of flavor.
Yeah.
It's quite strong in alcohol as well, so that's probably what's making you struggle to stay on the stool.
I'm excited to see how all this comes together, actually.
They actually come together really well when you get the spiced rum, the heavy gin, the bathtub, and then all of the different bitters in there. It really pulls the cocktail together.
There's obviously a bit of freestyle going on in here. Like, how much of it is based on a traditional cocktail?
I smell where flat coke.
That is that's pretty much all Brandon. So he is the wizard behind all of the cocktails at Love Bucket. While I'm talking, I'm just putting 30 mils of the rum bullion in, so everyone's aware.
It's great that someone's the cocktail wizard.
He's absolutely a wizard. This was Hogwarts, he would have gotten a letter. But he's incredible. So he does spend quite a bit of time playing around with these and getting the flavors right. He did that with this one over the last couple of weeks, actually.
There's a few directions
evening.
You can go with these little droppers. Hey?
Yeah, definitely, but it's actually amazing how significantly they can alter the flavor. So that's why Brandon spends a lot of time sussing them out, tasting them, seeing how they kind of go down. There was ginger bitters in it as well. I think he's probably going to keep that in there, but it gets questionable. He changes them around quite a bit. So if you want to smell that, that's the Navy Strength. It's quite obvious when you smell it.
Navy Strength gin.
It just looks like moonshine.
It does a little bit. It's a little bit ominous.
Little kind of beaker.
Oh, my eyes
random
watering.
Unlabeled beaker. just, you know.
So that one is
just... Santiago gin, really, isn't it?
That one's the 20 mils. Probably don't want too much of this one in here when you've already got 30 mils of the rum bullion.
So 20 mil. Okay.
And then you move on to the bathtub gin. That's just like a traditionally made gin. So that holds the traditional gin color as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an off brown, yellowy color.
It's actually an old mate of the drive show.
We've been
graced with the bathtub gin.
Gin is a true delight. It's floral and aromatic.
Little bloody
super
bucket.
Tasty. Gives good color as well. Smells amazing.
Go on. Actually, this is good because you've got your smell to clear gin now. You can smell the difference.
Yeah, I'm basically giving you like a really sound walkthrough.
Basically, we've got a bit of a buzz on just from smelling all the alcohol.
Yep,
where is my
it.
Seat?
That'll usually
it's
do
right
it.
Right behind me. Okay, good.
Now we get to the fiddly part. Gotta get an egg white involved.
It's kind of like a
variation sour as well. So this bad boy has got a bit of egg white happening in it too.
Cassie's been hiding that egg.
So we've got the egg white.
I haven't seen that egg. It's the first I've seen it.
Yeah. Jumping in for to give this cocktail a bit of body.
Does. Gives it all quite a fluffiness as well. Mm-hmm. Gives it a good little bit of flavour too. So I'm going to crack this and try and make as little mess as possible. I can't promise anything though. I don't know if people know how to get the egg white out, but...
I don't know if we've actually seen anyone do it.
So the safest way to do it...
Well, with all my bodybuilding that I do...
Same.
I just chuck it straight in.
The safest way to do it, if you're doing it straight out of the shell, is to just kind of pass it back and forth into your little shell halves.
This is strangely therapeutic for me to watch.
Yeah, and then eventually you can sort of get that last little bit out and you don't break the yolk, but you get the majority of the white, so that's extremely helpful.
Any plans for the yolk at all?
Here, hang on.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Do you want an omelet? I don't really know what you want to do with this bag.
We can quickly make with it, you know, some kind
of weird... keep the yolk.
Yeah.
But it kind of depends on what you want to do with it. It's not as malleable as the white in the cocktail. And then you pretty much just chuck a bunch of ice in and give it a hard shake. With a sour, normally a lot of people would know that you dry shake it first to get it a bit foamy, but we don't really do that with this guy.
Somebody wants this cocktail ASAP.
How far away are they?
Actually, if you're in the vicinity and you know all the ins and outs, we'll see you in a minute.
You all know where Love Bucket is, don't you? Kay Road.
Actually, there is kind of down a little hideaway, John.
It's down the back.
Yeah.
Just go straight down the little pedestrian kind of tunnel.
Yeah, come find us there. You'll never want to leave once you get there. Right, and then you want to smack the lid on pretty hard so you don't lose anything.
Good action.
Let the record show that the last shake was like a... That's the last one. You weren't going to do one after that.
Do you want to finalize it? Let it come out. And then this one's a double strain, just so that you can kind of ensure the integrity of the drink at the end, so you don't get a few... little bits and pieces of lime or whatever towards the end there.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out a less than attractive colour, but...
Oh, it's about the same colour as John's shirt.
Does it get a garnish?
It's a Wild Wild Country sort of colour.
Normally, we have been playing around with a garnish for this guy, but it doesn't really need one because you've kind of got that foamy little head on top there, but you can play around with it.
There's so much in this drink. I feel like garnish would just be taking the piss at this
point.
That's
it. It's probably going to be a little bit busy if you want to put too much else in there, but you can streak some bitters across the top of it.
Is it good to go?
Is John okay to grab that? He's a bit snatchy tonight. Sorry.
Throw the shaker at him if I get uncomfortable with where this is going.
Oh, it's kind of mellowed out into quite a rad sort of mocha scenario.
It's a very tasty little drink. Yeah. Kind of looks like the Yarra River back home in Melbourne, but it's very tasty though.
It's way more citrusy than, like...
Back to lime prices?
She's a deceiving mistress.
Wow.
What is the name of the string?
This is the Shore Leave.
Oh, it's good.
This is a variation on a true naval delight.
I don't know if they would have drunk this one in the Navy.
Ooh, it's buzzy.
It's quite posh.
It's a little bit fancier than... I'm pretty sure it was just like gin, a bit of lemon.
It's really round tasting, if that makes any sense.
It really finishes off nicely. Mm. You can kind of just smash it and not realize. That's the beauty and the savagery in this one.
Good word.
It's definitely worth a crack, though. It's not something you can get everywhere, so it's definitely worth having a go at.
I don't want to put a suburb on it, but it tastes very Remuera. It's very Remuera.
We do what we can to bring Remuera to Cairo.
Remuera.
It's delicious.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
It is great. It's fantastic.
Sam, you have to have a go.
That rum is rolling through, by the way.
It's really good, though. Yeah. Once you get all the bitters in there, though, it's a really well-rounded representation of what the drink's trying to communicate. It's quite aromatic as well. So on the nose, it's already
a rum gin combination.
Yeah, so rum, strong gin, bathtub gin, a really nice, like, strengthy but aromatic citrus kind of combination, and then everything else rounds it out. The Demerara gives it that little bit of sweetness. and sort of plays into that sour element of it too by throwing the egg white in with a little bit of sugar.
Go back for round two, Sam. I reckon it's the second sip that really
you kind of get
your head around it.
It's not a pinky out cocktail either. I've noticed no one's accidentally had the pinky out. It's a very stand up drink, isn't it? Yeah.
Very fucking yummy.
Steve.
All right, well, hey, thank you very much, Cassie.
You're welcome.
You're kind of in 10 out of 10 territory with this one.
Yeah, you smashed it. Everyone get to Love Bucket and ask for the shore leave. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Come in and see us. Grab a shore leave.
Yeah, thank you very much, Love Bucket, and thank you very much to Able Force Rumbullion. We've got the rum and we've got the bathtub gin on the deck up here, so both obviously great.
Right on.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Able Force Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road.